WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A little later, Stephen Schiff will review Kevin Costner's new underwater thriller, Waterworld. If I were an actor or director, I think I'd prefer making a movie set in someone's apartment. When Ed Harris joined us in 1993, he told us how he barely survived making the underwater film The Abyss. Of course, Harris is now saving the day in Apollo 13 as flight director Gene Kranz. In The Abyss, he played the foreman of an oil rig which is trying to rescue a sinking submarine. A lot of his scenes were shot underwater.
The thing about being underwater is if you don't have air, you're dead.
Right. You don't mean that metaphorically.
Right. And when you're on land, you usually generally have air around. And a lot of the time I spent down there in this, what was called a fluid breathing suit, where I was supposedly breathing liquid oxygen, and I was just in a helmet full of water, pretending to breathe the water, holding my breath. And I didn't have any air supply of my own. I was, relying on a diver who would give me his regulator. I would fill up with air. He would swim away. They'd roll the cameras. I would hold my breath as long as possible, do whatever scene we were doing, signal out of air, and he would swim back by and give me air. And this is 40 feet underwater. It's dark. You can't see very well. I've got underwater contacts on to help me focus a little bit, but the bromine content of the water is such that you're down there for 10 minutes and your eyes start, being irritated. But I would be down there for 2 hours. I'd get out of there, look like I'd been in the ring with Mike Tyson, It just was tough because you're robbed of all your senses, uncomfortable. You're an actor and you're thinking, what am I doing down here, man? This is acting? This is like survival time, And if the guy with the air doesn't come, then you're in trouble.
Did that ever happen?
It happened once. He got hung up on a wire that had been strung between rehearsal and shooting, and I was kind of wondering what was going to happen next.
Well, what did happen next?
Well, it was really weird. I mean, I was on this rig. They were pulling me across the bottom of the tank with the camera tilted on the side so it looked like I was going down. It's very difficult to explain. But I had unhooked myself off this thing and got over to the wall. I was trying not to sink because I was negatively weighted a little bit. And I'm out of breath, And I signaled, and everybody knew that. But my guide got hung up on this wire. So I'm, like, clawing on this wall, trying not to sink to the bottom. At the same time, I'm totally out of breath. I can't see anything. And, you have to realize I'm out of breath. I'm out of air. I have no air. See, that's... I'm talking to you because I'm breathing. But all during this time, I had no air to breathe. That's what's so hard about relating the story. Finally, this guy swims over, gives me a regulator, but he gives it to me upside down, which means you're breathing half air and half water.
Oh, God.
And I was really out of air, and I took a big gulp, and I got water, as well as a little bit of air, and I go, geez, what's that? That's not supposed to happen. And I thought maybe I hadn't purged the regulator. So what little air I got, I blew back out, took another big breath, got water again, and I said, that's it. I'm a goner. I mean, I really figured that was the end. And then the cameraman, Al Giddens, swam over, ripped that regulator out of the guy's hand, gave me his the right way, and took a big breath and went, okay, that's better. It was a little spooky there for a second.
So this guy saved your life.
Basically, yeah.
What did you say when you finally got up to the ground?
What did I say? I don't remember what I said. I remember it was decided that we weren't going to try that method of shooting the scene again. We would make some changes.
Oh, did you blow up? I mean,
no, I didn't blow up. Who are you going to get mad at? I mean,
I can think of a few people who you could start with.
Yeah,
I don't know. When something like that happens, you don't even think unload.
No, it was very strange because there was a part of me that was upset with myself for not being able to do this ridiculous thing. No, I was very pissed off, but I didn't know where to prevent it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember driving home that night in the car, just weeping, just going, you know, I don't know, it just was just going, what am I doing here? I'm an actor, you know, what is this? It was really weird.
Ed Harris recorded in 1993 after the release of The Abyss. He's now co-starring in Apollo 13 as flight director Gene Kranz. This is Fresh Air.